This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's expecting you to have your nuts right there. Put your testicles in the C-gap.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Please welcome our Grand Marshal, three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Houston Texans defensive end, J.J. Watt.
Drivers, start your engines!
J.J. Watt starting off the Daytona 500 yesterday. Clint, you gave that a 10 out of 10 on the grading scale.
He killed it. J.J. killed it, man. And look, I'm not one of these guys, like everything J.J. does, I love it. I mean, I just, at the end of the day, NASCAR's
real recognized real.
Hey, real recognized real. That's man to man. That's NASCAR. That's the manliest, roughneckiest thing on the planet. And he went in there and killed it.
I think rodeo is more roughnecky.
I don't know, man.
What elaborate.
More, well, I mean, there's a difference between a roughneck and a redneck.
Oh, like, okay. Like, what's the difference?
Which I don't know. I mean, they're
what's
both,
a roughneck and redneck? What's the difference?
I don't know. I don't want to get into that.
Man. Yeah, you don't want to. I don't want
to get into all that. I mean, a rodeo's tough. That's tough. That's a man. But there's a lot of women out there doing their thing in rodeo, and I don't know. I just think that JJ went in there and did it. 10 out of 10. I hated the fact that, like, on social media, he said that he practiced in front of his gal and all that kind of thing. Like, that's one of them deals. Like, I'm all about practicing in front of your gal, but
don't admit it.
If you're going to, this can't be about the way you just opened up the Daytona 500. You just knocked it out of the park. Like, that, you should have been practicing in front of Jadeveon Clowney or something and asking him if that was it.
Yeah. Clint Sterner in for John Lopez in the loop on Sports Radio 610. You just mentioned JD Clowney. Tomorrow, Brian Gain can slap the franchise tag on JD Clowney. Whether or not he will, who knows, but the leaks have begun. Peter King of NBC Sports said today, in a column, that the Texans are hesitant to give Clowney a long-term contract because he's not the worker bee that other guys on the defense are.
The problem is you got the worker bee of all worker bees.
We just heard him.
Wearing 99 with his hand in the dirt. So we talked about it, Landry. Look, I mean, when whether you're a guy that's on the chopping block and you're fixing to get cut, you're going to make you that last guy on the roster, or you're going to get cut, you don't want to be labeled as a guy that's not a worker. You don't want to be labeled as a guy that doesn't bring his hard hat and his lunch pail to work. You want to be a guy that checks all of those boxes, and the same holds true. When you're up for that huge contract, whether it's a franchise tag or it's a $100 million long-term deal, you want to be known as the guy that brings his hard hat, the guy that brings his lunch pail, the guy that straight goes to work and makes a difference for a football team every single day. And I said it earlier, Landry, when you got an 11-win team that's losing in the first round of the playoffs, you want your franchise guy, you want your $100 million guy to be a guy that brings it every day and allows your team to get over the hump and make a deeper run in the playoffs and get more victories, get home field advantage in that first round of the playoffs, get a bye in the first round of the playoffs, those kind of things. You want that $100 million guy to check every single one of those boxes. And I think at the very least, it's safe to say at this point in time, with after Spurrier's situation, Spurrier's comments when he was in college, the hesitation that you speak of now, Landry, and that you hear the coaches, you hear it if you really pull apart their comments, there's some hesitation there. At the very least, there's some boxes in that hard-working category that aren't checked, according to Jadeveon Clowney. And so it makes this franchise tag and ultimately that long-term deal, it makes it interesting to watch how it's going to unfold.
It's former NFL quarterback, Arkansas Razorback, and current quarterback coach Clint Sterner in for John Lopez. Did you watch any AAF football this weekend?
I watched a couple of games here and there, just kind of in and out. I love the fact that there's football on right now. I tell you what, I watched it as much as I watch NFL in college that I'm not interested in.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch much this weekend. I watched a little bit last weekend. But the one thing I do like about this league is how transparent the replay process is on TV. I feel like this adds a lot of accountability. I also think it adds a unique experience to fans. This is what a replay sounds like on AAF when you're actually watching the game. They go inside the booth. They do a little mic'd up. This is the replay official talking to the, you know how when the referee goes and puts on the headset? We get to hear that when we watch the AAF.
Contact with a knee down at the 40. So at the Orlando 40, knee down with ball. Time on the clock is 12:39 at that point. And then you're going to wind because he's in bounds. So 12:39, reset the clock to 12:39 and wind. It's going to be on the Orlando hash, and it's going to be first down at the 40.
Okay, thank you.
And they do not get charged time. Jimmy,
love that.
I love it. The inside look at this. I know week one, I was able to catch quite a bit of the Birmingham. I believe it was Memphis is who they beat. I believe. The Birmingham-Memphis game.
With Trent Richardson. Scored the game-winning touchdown.
And Luis Perez has got a great story, quarterback story, backstory of how he got to where he's at today. But he is a guy that, the mic'd up from a quarterback's perspective, you get to hear a guy. Like, to me, it's one of those deals, like, if I'm evaluating talent at the NFL level and I'm watching these games and I hear how this guy communicates with his players between plays, obviously you get 35 seconds. I think it's five less than the NFL, but you get 35 seconds to essentially get 10 guys on the line of scrimmage and execute a play. And this guy, you hear one guy on one side of the ball, he's just giving the formation and repeating the snap count. And then you hear Luis Perez do all of that. And then he says, I can't remember the guy's name. Hey, make sure at 12 yards, you break it off inside pretty sharp. You know, he's telling guys, he's orchestrating the offense instead of just getting by snap to snap. And so really, really cool from the quarterback's mic'd up stuff to the replay mic'd up stuff to Spurrier's mic'd up stuff. If you're a football head, this is football that at the very least on the weekends should be on the TV while you're working around the house and while you're doing
it. NFL is going to jack some of these good ideas. Let's be honest. They did from the XFL as well. So it'll definitely happen. Five best cities in the NFL according to Fox Sports. Number one, Pittsburgh. Number two, Boston. Number three, Green Bay. Number four, Dallas. And number five, New Orleans. I've been to most of these, and I can't really dispute the top five list. I think the best five, really not too much disagreement with, although I think Boston, I think that's just a recent thing. I don't know how big the NFL is there when they say have like a middle-of-the-road team for 10 years, but when you have Tom Brady for 20 years, I guess it just adds to the buzz a little bit.
Hit me the top five one more time.
Pittsburgh.
Right.
Boston.
Yep.
Green Bay.
Yep.
Dallas. New Orleans.
Ooh-wee. I'll take them backwards. I'll take them five to one. New Orleans and Dallas, there ain't a better place to be a NFL fan.
New Orleans gets down,
And it's beautiful.
You start just making that 8-9 block walk over. You're stopping. You ever play bar golf?
No. What is bar golf? Tell me.
Bar golf is where you go to like a poppin' scene where there's a bunch of bars, and you go inside, and you and your buddies, you got 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes. This is the first round around the block. You got 10 minutes to finish a drink. And if you want to tap out and get a water, you can go ahead and get a water. But you got 10 minutes to finish a drink. If you just want to knock a shot of tequila out and just chill for 10 minutes, that's fine. But you make your way around, and then you decide where you want to end up. But you got 10 minutes in that bar, and then you got to get out. That's bar golf.
Man, I tell you what, I quit. I mean, when I wrecked that Corvette is when I quit rushing in my life. I quit speeding through things, man. I want to get in there and enjoy. What do you do if the scenery is really good in one bar you go to?
And you just try to make it quick at the next bars, and then you make your way there to where you're even more buzzed.
You just circle back, huh?
You just circle back around. You don't have to be in for 10 minutes. This place sucks, bartender. Let me get two shots of tequila, take them, tip the bartender, peace out.
Hey, Landry, I could see you. I don't know why, but I'm looking at you tell that story right there, and I could see you in the middle of some bar golf, dominating some bar golf, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love me some bar golf.
And then commentating the game.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, boys, this place sucks. Kind of slow in here, exactly. Kind of quiet. Get you a shot of tequila. Let's get out of here.
There it is. Yeah.
Two-minute warning. Let's go, boys.
You know me too well, Clint. Bottom five NFL cities, according to Fox Sports. And this one's where it kind of hurts a little bit. I'll go 5-1. Number five, Tampa Bay, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number four, Cleveland Browns. Number three, Nashville, AFC South, Tennessee Titans. Number two, another AFC South city, Jacksonville. And number one, Houston, Texas, the worst city to be an NFL fan, according to Fox Sports.
I'm ready. They were fighting words just because I was born and raised here, and I got a little bit of pride in it. And I don't care if it's the Oilers or the Texans. I got a little bit of pride in it. But it's flat out wrong. I mean, I've been – there is no way in
Tampa
all –
Tampa Bay or Jacksonville are better than Houston.
There's no – but here's the deal, though, Landry. There's no way – they mean they're worse than Houston.
No, I'm saying there's no way they're better because they have them ahead of them.
Right, so you're saying they're worse.
Yeah, they're definitely worse.
Right,
yes,
gotcha. So, but the point is, like, I've been to – several Houston Texans games the last 2 years.
Best tailgate in the world. And when they're good, it gets popping. There just hasn't been much sweat equity because the franchise is so new.
Well, and I said this earlier. I don't know how many of them guys and gals out there tailgating actually go in the game.
It's okay. They're still wearing gear.
Because win, lose, or draw, when I come out of the game and I'm walking to the car, them same tailgates are still popping. So I don't know who all
you know the
in.
Rule about tailgating, right?
Well, I mean, I know a few of them, but I don't know where you're going with.
If you want to find the best tailgate, the best grub and everything,
halftime,
follow the Tejano music.
Follow the Tejano music.
Follow the Tejano music if you want to find the best tailgate.
Look here, in H-Town, your feet are going to be tired, brother. In H-Town, your feet are going to be tired. I tell you, here's the deal. At the end of the day, if the tailgating means anything about Houston fans and being a football fan in this city, then this list is flat-ass wrong because there's no way Houston is last. Simple as that.
It's not.
And you said it earlier.
You can say what you want.
Cleveland is a great football
Cleveland's
town.
Popping,
hell, they
bro.
Wear masks to the game.
Bro, not only that. Like
they got
right
the dog
downtown.
Pound.
You can just walk from downtown to right there. Like as far as just the location, you just walk down towards the lake. The lake's right there. The Brown Stadium's right there. It's popping. Popping.
Well, let me tell you, Nashville – they may not support the team real well, but when you come off out of the stadium, walk across the river and Broadway's right there. Let me tell you something, Jack. Country music, cold beer, beautiful people. I don't know what else you want,
bro. I'm telling you this: we're both happily in relationships. Nashville, when it comes to women, I don't know where they rank it. But if it's not number one, it's underrated.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt. It's a tourist town. I mean, it's full of you got a tourist town with a university right there with NFL, NHL. I mean, it's a jumping city, and there's you got that turnover effect where no matter when you go, them tourists are always running through there.
It's popping.
And so yeah, it's a good city.
Means.
But to think that Nashville is on this list and Houston's on this list. I don't know who made it, but I got we got some beef.
Got some beef. And when there's beef, Clint Sterner got that A1 sauce.
That's right.
It's in the loop.
You can't put A1 sauce on a steak.
Yeah, you can. A1 sauce and ranch.
You ain't eating a steak at the right spot.
A1 sauce and ranch
no,
all the time.
No, come on, man.
Bro.
Go play some bar golf or something, man.
Yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll get me a steak with ranch. Coming up next, there's a lawsuit in the news. Clint Sterner has experience with lawsuits. Why would you want to settle a lawsuit? We'll get into that next in the loop with Landry Locker, Clint Sterner in for John Lopez, and Figgy Fig keeping us on the air on a President's Day on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.